A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Is there anybody who really loves to pay their taxes? Oh, it's a duty in both senses of that word, but nobody can call it enjoyable. Tax collectors are a bit like dentists. They may be charming people outside their work, but you don't go to see your dentist just because it's such fun to have your teeth drilled and your gums poked. And you don't nowadays see your tax collector at all. He's faceless. So we can dislike tax collectors without getting personal about it. Well, it wasn't like that, was it, for Matthew? Just for a start, he sat there at the tax booth where everybody could see him and probably not break out in big warm smiles. And if that's not enough, he was collecting the taxes for the foreign occupying force, for the Romans, which must have made him doubly unpopular. It's typical of Jesus that he quite clearly made eye contact with Matthew as well as speaking to him. You find the story in almost exactly the same words in both Mark and Luke, although they give the tax collector the name of Levi. And every version of this incident brackets tax collectors and sinners as causing scandal to the Pharisees. It's just the same as in the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector in the synagogue. The Pharisees are always confident that they're in the right. And perhaps in terms of scrupulous observance of the law, they are. But it's the tax collectors and the sinners that Jesus especially loves. Well, thank God. No, literally, we have to thank God because he loves sinners. You and me, fallible, wrong-headed, in desperate need of mercy. And that, as Pope Francis is always reminding us, is something that's always available. You only have to ask. One more thing about this story. When Jesus said, "Follow me," Matthew just got up and followed him. He was to be one of the 12, one of the people who knew they had a vocation and who acted on the knowledge. Yet all of them, at one time or another, went against their vocation. Judas, most disastrously of all, but they were all weak, all sinners, all in need of mercy. So when Jesus says to you or to me, "Follow me," that doesn't turn us into cast iron, 100% guaranteed saints on the spot. Wherever we're called to follow him, in the priory or the monastery, in the convent or the hermitage, in marriage or in the single state, in community or alone, will sometimes get it wrong because we're sinners, because we're in desperate, permanent need of mercy. And mercy is something that is never lacking. Yes, blessed are the sinners, for it is the sinners that Jesus came to call.